I'm going to ask you to turn with me to Luke chapter 1 today. Amen. This is Christmas time. Amen. Our tree is up
Amen.
Our tree is up in the house.
Amen.
I pray that your tree is up. Amen. The tree reminds us of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And the lights on the tree reminds us of Jesus hanging on the tree.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. For Jesus is the light of the world.
Yes. Yes. Amen.
And the Bible says that Jesus became cursed for us. But cursed is every man that hangeth on the tree.
Amen.
And the light of the world hangs on our Christmas tree. Amen.
Amen.
And so we are reminded of that when we look at our Christmas tree, amen. Jesus, the sacrifice he made for us. We are in Luke chapter 1. Let's look at verse 26. Amen. The birth of Jesus foretold. And it says this. It says, and in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God unto a city of Galilee named Nazareth to a virgin espoused to a man, whose name was Joseph, of the house of David. And the virgin's name was Mary. And the angel came in unto her and said, Hail, thou that art highly favored, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. And when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying, and cast in her mind what manner of salutation this should be. And the angel said unto her, Fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with God. And behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb, and bring forth a son, and shall call his name Jesus. And he shall be great, and shall be called the Son of the Highest. And the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David. And he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever. And of his kingdom there shall be no end. Then said Mary unto the angel, How shall this be, seeing I know not a man? And the angel answered and said unto her, The Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the Highest shall overshadow thee. Therefore also that holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God. And behold, thy cousin Elizabeth, she hath also conceived a son in her old age, and this is the sixth month with her who was called barren. For with God nothing shall be impossible. And Mary said, Behold, the handmaid of the Lord, be it unto me according to thy word. And the angel departed from her.
Amen.
Amen. Let's pray together. Father, we bless your name today. We bless you, God, for your presence. We bless you, God, for your spirit. We bless you, God, for Jesus. We bless you, God, for your word.
Yes.
And Father, we ask now, God, that you will make your word come alive unto us. Father, cause your word to make a difference today. Cause your word to cause a change in our lives today. Cause your word, oh God, to bring us to a new place.
Yes.
To the place, God, that you have declared is ours.
Yes.
At this place, at this hour. Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you, God, for your spirit. We thank you, God, for victory. We thank you, God, for the blood that covers us. We thank you, God, for the season in which we have to celebrate you and your dear son, Jesus Christ. We thank you, God, for the gift of your salvation. Now, God, fill our heart with wisdom and with revelation and bless us with the strength, the faith, and the courage to walk it out.
Yes.
In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. We just read Luke chapter 1. Verses 26 to 38. Our title today, amen, is When Heaven Speaks to Earth. Amen.
Amen.
Christmas is a time when heaven speaks to earth. When you think about Christmas, you think about the birth of Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
And in the birth of Jesus Christ, it did not come about without first the Father in heaven speaking to earth. Amen. And in fact, the Father spoke both in heaven and in earth in order to bring Jesus into the world according to his perfect plan. And in doing so, the Father left nothing to chance. He used heavenly angels, and he used men of power and of influence to bring about his plan for mankind. And as you may imagine, the Father's instructions in heaven flow smoothly, amen, and without interruption. The Bible says that forever God's word is settled in heaven. And our prayer that Jesus taught us is that God's will be done here on earth just as it's done up in heaven. Because in heaven, his will is carried out in perfection. So the challenge of God speaking and of his will coming to pass in earth is not so much going on in heaven, but it's going on down here on earth. When God speaks to earth, will men listen? Because, see, here on earth, men continue to have the blessing of free will, courtesy of God. God gave man free will in the Garden of Eden. You have dominion over the earth. And God has not taken back free will from man. That's why you can do what you want to do. Amen? God's not going to take back free will. That's why Jesus had to come. Why couldn't God just save the world from Satan himself? Because he gave the earth to man and said, you have dominion over it. And so it took another man to come to earth and take back what belonged rightly to man. And that's what Jesus did, amen. But we have free will, courtesy of the true and living God. But in that free will, sometimes we listen and sometimes we don't. But to usher in the birth of Christ, the Father issued commands in heaven and in earth. And the challenge then and now is, will earth listen? Amen. Will those of us on earth, who whether we know it or not, or acknowledge it or not, we are all part of God's eternal plan, will we listen? We see from the birth of Christ that when earth listens, wonderful, life-changing things happen. Things that change the course of humanity for the better. Because, in fact, that's the only way that the God of heaven knows how to move. When we listen to what God is saying, our lives change for the better.
Yes.
So we are in a season where we're celebrating the birth of Christ. And God is still speaking from heaven. Amen. You know, some 13, 14 years ago, my first sermon, my trial sermon, was God is yet speaking. Amen.
Amen.
And it was taken from 1 Samuel chapter 3. And it said there that Samuel ministered unto the Lord before Eli. And the word of the Lord was precious in those days. There was no open vision. And that word precious is really translated rare. The word of God was rare in those days, the Bible says. There was no open vision. Why was the word rare? Because God had stopped speaking. He had stopped speaking because of the continuing sin of the people, including the leaders, Eli, who was the priest, and his two sons. And there was no open vision. And the writer of Proverbs says that where there is no vision, the people perish. And that phrase, the people perish, in other versions is translated, the people cast off restraint. Where there's no vision, people have no restraint. They do whatever it is they feel like doing. And how many of you know that when we do what we feel like doing, when we do what we want to do, amen, it may seem right to us, amen, but But the things that seem right to a man end in death. Amen. There are ways that seem right to us, but they end in death. People have no restraint. They do whatever it is they felt like doing. And so because that's how people were living, amen, God wasn't speaking to them. And just as in the days of Samuel, there was another period of silence. This time 400 years between the prophecy of Malachi and the advent of the Christ. 400 years when God was not speaking. 400 years where there was no inspired prophet in the land. Earth and those who inhabited it had 400 more years to practice doing things their own way. How many of us have been like that? How many people do we know who are like that? They're not hearing not one thing from God. Not because God's not speaking, though, but because they don't want to hear it. Do you have any family members who don't want to hear that Jesus stuff? You have any co-workers who don't want you around talking that gospel stuff? They don't want to hear from God because they want to do things their own way. And that's how it was at this time. Amen. 400 years and the people were doing their own thing. Then heaven moved. Amen. And God dispatched an angel named Gabriel with a message for Zechariah. And Zechariah was greeted by this angel who had this message, amen, that Elizabeth, who was Zechariah's wife, despite her old age, the angel said that Elizabeth would have a son who would be the forerunner of the Christ. And Zechariah was a believing man, but I believe he had traces of the virus in him of 400 years of rebellion. And so when God spoke unto him through the angel Gabriel, he said, how can I know this? He questioned God's messenger. He challenged God's messenger. And God shut his mouth. That's a word to some people right there. You like challenging God's messengers and you like questioning God's messengers. But I'm telling you this, if you keep doing that, God will shut you down and shut you up. Amen. Amen. And God shut Zechariah's mouth. Why? Because he said, there have been 400 years since I have spoken. And now that I have spoken to earth, that heaven has now re-established communication with earth. God said he was not going to be held up for even a minute by someone who believed they knew so much that they could question the wisdom of God. Whoever questioned the wisdom of God. All of us should just lift up our hands and say, Lord, forgive me. When God has told us something and we question, when God has told us something and we delayed in the doing of it. When God told us to do something and we believe we needed to get confirmation first. Lord, just forgive us for we know not what we do. God shut Zechariah down because he had something that was going to change mankind. And so then heaven kept speaking and found a shepherd girl named Mary. She was a young girl. Some say she might have been as young as 14. A virgin girl. Impressionable. And she was far more innocent than the experienced Zechariah.
Yes.
And the angel gave her an even greater message than he gave Zechariah. Because the message to Mary was, you will give birth to the Savior of the world, who will be conceived in your womb by the power of the Holy Ghost. And Mary responds to this, behold the handmaid of the Lord, be it unto me according to thy word. And now that heaven found someone who would listen, heaven continued to speak. Heaven started speaking to Elizabeth through the Holy Ghost. Because despite Zachariah not believing, Elizabeth got pregnant. Mm-hmm. And Mary went to visit Elizabeth, who was her cousin. And when Mary came into the room, she was carrying on the inside of her the Son of God. Yeah. And so as she walked in the room, the babe that was in Elizabeth's womb leaped for joy. And Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Ghost. How many of you know that is the power of those who walk around with full acknowledgement that the Son of God is on the inside of me? You can make people, amen, leap for joy if you understand that everywhere I go, the kingdom of God enters in. Look not for the kingdom of God out there, for the kingdom of God is in you.
Amen.
Don't you know that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which you have of God? Everywhere we go, we carry around the Son of God. And when we walk in, we should expect people to leap. We should expect things to change.
Wow.
We should expect people even to be filled with the Holy Ghost and begin to say things that they don't even know where it's coming from. Elizabeth began to prophesy because now she was filled with the Holy Ghost. And she said this. She said, "Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb." How many of you know that had to be a source of encouragement and strength for Mary? Because Mary still had a hard road to travel. But heaven was speaking to earth. Then heaven spoke to Joseph. But Joseph, the Bible said, was a righteous man. And he was about to put Mary away. Meaning he was going to divorce her. He wasn't going to pull a soprano and put her away. He was going to just divorce her. Amen. And God spoke from heaven to Joseph in a dream and said, "Fear not to take Mary as your wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost. And she shall bring forth a son, and you shall call his name Jesus. For he shall save his people from their sins." And they kept on speaking. Because Joseph rose up the dream, and the Bible said he took Mary as his wife. So now finding obedience, heaven kept on speaking.
Wow.
And heaven spoke again. And this time, heaven spoke to Caesar Augustus. He wasn't even God's man. But how many of you know God speaks to people who are saved and unsaved?
Yes.
That's why don't you ever discount people and say, "What do you know? You ain't even saved."
Right.
That's true.
Amen.
Amen.
God used Cyrus as his weapon of judgment in the earth. God used Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, to judge Israel. God used a mule, a donkey. I don't know no donkeys ever say. And God used it. So understand something. God can use your drunk uncle.
Wow.
God can use your drug addicted sister.
Right.
To speak a word in season that you haven't gotten in a year of Sunday service.
Right. Jesus. That's right.
So God spoke to Caesar Augustus and he told him, impose a tax on the people of God. A tax that would require the people to return to their original birthplace. Now, through this decree, Joseph had to return to Bethlehem so that Jesus could be born there Why? Because God prophesied through Micah that that's where the Savior would be born.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Heaven spoke, but man had to listen. And not just Caesar, but Joseph and Mary and many others. Could you imagine if Caesar Augustus, and I'm not imposing no tax.
Right.
Could you imagine if Caesar Augustus opposed the tax and Joseph was a tax dodger?
Mm.
He would have never went back.
Right.
Can you imagine if Mary would have put her hands on her hips and started moving her head and said, I'm not taking that journey, 90 miles, 3-day journey, in my advanced condition? Can you imagine?
Wow.
And what about this? What if there were a whole bunch of other people who didn't make the journey? Guess what? There would have been room at the inn. There goes the manger.
Wow.
There goes the sign that would to be to the shepherds and to us.
Mm-hmm.
But heaven spoke, and earth listened. And so heaven kept on speaking again to Joseph in a dream. This time, take the young child and his mother and flee into Egypt and stay there until I bring word. For Herod will seek the young child to destroy him. Take the young child and his mother. We said it before, Jesus always comes first. And Joseph took the young child and his mother and fled to Egypt. And Herod kept on speaking, this time to the wise men. They said they followed the star in the east. And they knew the Messiah had been born. And they had come to worship him. And when Herod found out that the wise men were in town, he told them, once you find the child, I want to worship him too. So bring me word where he is so I can come and worship him. So the wise men found the baby Jesus, amen, and they brought expensive gifts with them, their best gifts, to worship Christ. And when they found him, they listened to heaven, who spoke again in a dream to them. And wise people always listen to heaven than to men, because even though Herod said, come back, they said, we're not listening to you, we're going to listen. And the Bible says that they did not return to heaven, but they departed into their own country another way. And so because obedience was now being carried forth in the earth, heaven kept on speaking.
Yes.
And this time heaven spoke one more time to Joseph and said, take the young child and his mother back to Israel, for they are dead which sought the young child's life. And upon returning, Joseph was warned by God to go into Galilee. So this is how Christmas came to be. Amen. Christmas came to be, and in fact, this is the way it always should be.
Yeah.
With heaven speaking to earth, and earth listening.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. And when that occurs, miracles happen. When heaven listens to earth, God intimately intervenes in the affairs of men. People often say, I need a miracle from God. And they believe that what that means is that mountains have to shake and seas have to part and folk have to walk on water. But a miracle is really God intervening into the affairs of men.
Yes, amen.
And God intervenes in the affairs of men when he sends someone across your path with a word from him.
Yes, amen.
Miracles happen to us every day. Because heaven is always speaking up.
Jesus.
John the Baptist said that I can do nothing unless it was given unto me from heaven.
Mm-hmm.
How many of you know that's our testimony? You and I can do nothing unless it is given unto us from heaven.
Right.
And what's going to be given unto us from heaven? How many of us are sitting here waiting to become a Marvel comic? We want to become a superhero.
Mm-hmm.
We want to be endowed with some kind of supernatural ability.
Oh, Lord.
I want to see into the future. I want to hear God speaking. Audibly. I want to be able to move stuff in the divine strength. You want to be a comic book hero.
Amen.
But what does God say? He says, not by might, nor by power, by my spirit. And Jesus said, the words I speak are spirit and life.
Amen.
God is not going to do anything for us, mm-hmm. and nor could he apart from his word.
Amen.
You don't need x-ray vision.
Wow.
You don't need spidey sense. All you need is a word from God.
Yeah.
That's how God is going to perform the miracle you need. Amen.
Amen.
We were waiting for stones to be rolled away. Waiting for all these things and these signs, and those are signs and wonders. But miracles are happening every time
Amen.
God opens his mouth
Amen.
And someone listens.
Wow.
The more earth listens to heaven, the more miracles we'll see.
Right.
So God at Christmas was speaking from heaven after 400 years of saying nothing. God decided to speak again. Don't you see now why he had to just put Zachariah to the side? Okay, boy, I'm going to shut your mouth. Why? Because I got other people beside you who are willing to listen to what I got to say.
Amen.
And so heaven spoke and spoke again and spoke again and spoke again and spoke again. And Jesus came. Huh? And the world has never been the same. What is heaven saying to you this Christmas?
Wow.
And you cannot say that heaven is being silent. Because that's not what Christmas is about.
Amen.
Because if anything, heaven spoke the loudest.
That's right.
When speaking about Christ coming into the earth. Heavenly hosts burst through.
Yeah. Amen.
Choir, the first choir was out there singing songs to the shepherds in the field. Talking about Christ this morning. Heaven speaks the loudest at Christmas. And you know something? The devil knows and understands this. Which is why he tries to outshout heaven. That's why he tries to make Christmas about loud party.
Right.
Party over here. Party over there. Office party. House party.
Right.
Friends party. Everybody looking for a party invitation.
Right.
But God is speaking and he wants to impart. He's not worried about invitation. He's worried about impartation. He wants to speak something into your life
right.
that the devil is trying to drown out.
Wow.
By turning Christmas into something else. Now, have your fun. And I'm going to have my fun.
Amen.
I'm going to be like that man in Predator. I'm going to have me some fun. I'm going to have me some fun. I'm going to have me some fun. You remember that?
Yeah.
I'm going to have me some fun. Glory to God. Have fun.
Amen.
Celebrate.
Yes.
This is a time to celebrate. But you celebrate Christ and you celebrate the truth that Christ came into this earth.
Yes.
And he came to your life.
Yes.
Because heaven spoke to you.
Yes, it is.
Heaven spoke to earth and said, get ready. My son is coming to save the whole world.
Mm-hmm.
That's how Christmas began. That's how Christmas is. And that's what Christmas is always going to be about.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
It's a time when heaven speaks to earth.
Amen.
So I say again, what is heaven saying to you?
Mm.
Yes.
Yeah.
Amen.
God is speaking to you. He's been speaking to you.
Mm.
Giving you visions.
Yes.
Giving you dreams. Giving you revelation. Sending people in your life.
Mm-hmm.
Sending help.
Right.
Yes.
Giving you abundant grace.
Yes.
Pardoning you by his mercy.
Yes. Thank you, Jesus.
He's been offering correction. He's been opening doors.
Yes.
He's been closing others. He's showing you things and giving you things that you don't even, you're not even qualified.
Yes.
What is that? That's heaven speaking to you.
Wow.
And you know that the saying above all? I have not seen, nor ear heard, nor has it entered into your heart the things that I have prepared for you.
Amen.
There are some prepared things for the people of God.
Amen.
And I'm so excited at this time because I believe that those who have a sincere and genuine heart for who like Mary just say, be it unto me, God, according to your word.
Jesus.
Even if it means I gotta go through a rough patch.
Yes.
Even if it means I have to be ridiculed. Even if it means I have to be questioned.
Yes.
Even if it means that my reputation has to be dragged through the mud.
Yes.
I know people are talking about me.
Yes. Jesus.
You got children and you're not even married.
Wow.
You pregnant. And you don't have no husband.
Jesus.
You're divorced and you're preaching in the pulpit.
Oh, Jesus.
Wow.
You've been fired for working with kids. And you know they don't fire people for working with kids except for a reason.
Right.
Oh, Jesus.
Innuendo, whispers, gossip, slander. Backbiting, discrimination, harassment, intimidation.
Wow.
Because when God speaks from heaven, amen, he ain't putting you on some primrose path.
Right.
Amen. I'm a little too young, but maybe Brother Lex, you remember, James Cleveland did have a song, right?
Mm-hmm.
He said, I'm coming up. And what he said, on the rough side,
on
the mountain, ain't on the smooth side. I'm coming up on the rough side, on the mountain. Why? God's people got to travel rough.
Jesus, wow.
But when you have a word from heaven,
amen.
There is no devil in hell
right.
that can keep you.
Right.
Of fulfilling your destiny in God.
Amen.
And that is why it's important of all else. Forget the music.
Jesus.
Right.
Forget the dancing and the singing. Forget all that stuff. And focus on this. What is heaven saying to me?
Jesus.
In my little corner on the earth.
Right.
Because heaven speaks to earth. And where are you today? Where's your corner? Where's your slice? Where's your little piece of the earth right now? wherever it is. It could be in the ghetto, it could be in the suburbs. It could be in the prison, it could be in the palace.
Yeah.
It could be in the corner office, it could be on the unemployment line. But wherever you find yourself on earth, God is speaking to that part right there.
Amen.
Don't tell me God's not saying something to me. We have a communicating God.
Amen.
We have a God who speaks. Amen.
Amen.
And I am determined to hear what God is saying.
Mm-hmm.
So the only question for us is not if God is speaking to us this Christmas time. And that's why you know God is speaking to you the most when the devil stops trying to raise all kind of havoc in your life. Because see, some of the stuff started to get through. And the devil said, oh, I got to try to shut this down.
Mm-hmm.
Let me cause some problems in our life.
Mm-hmm.
Let me make the car break down.
Mm-hmm.
Let me make the bills start shouting a little bit louder.
Mm-hmm.
Let me make the kids act up in school. You got to go up to school 3 times in 2 weeks.
Right.
To talk to your child's teacher. Why? Because the devil understood heaven was starting to break through to you. The only question is, heaven is speaking, but how are we going to respond?
Wow.
Are we going to be like Zechariah? Amen?
Mm-hmm.
God needs a teachable spirit, a humble spirit. The broken and contrite ones God loves. Amen?
Mm-hmm.
Are we going to be like Elizabeth and Mary and Joseph and the wise men?
Yeah.
Because all of them heeded the voice God in obedience. And they saw their lives change forever.
Yeah.
And not only that, but the lives of millions of other people change forever too.
Yeah.
I'm telling you this, there is nothing in this earth like the power of obedience unto God.
Oh, yeah.
When God says something and a man or a woman does it, there's nothing that can stop the power of God from being revealed. Here's some encouragement for somebody. Maybe there are areas in your life where God has been silent. Oh, he's been speaking to you in other areas, but there's a certain area in your life, glory to God, that God has been silent. You know, and some of us, it's that personal thing. You don't even talk about it that much. You smile through it. You laugh through it. You even sing through it. You praise God through it.
Yeah.
But it's a part of your life that causes heartache for you.
Yeah.
Because God hasn't said anything. And you've asked him. That's the way. You've been talking to him about it. But he hasn't said nothing. Hasn't said one word. And you wonder, why doesn't he care? And so you start to convince yourself you don't care.
Mm-hmm.
But deep down you still care. In fact, it's the most important thing in your life right now. I want you to be encouraged. And I want you to believe this. That this Christmas, God's going to speak to that area in your life.
Amen.
The silence is going to be broken.
Jesus,
somebody's going to be released and set
free.
Because God is going to speak from heaven into that area where it's been nothing but silence. You don't even know what to do. You've been praying and fasting and nothing has moved to this area, haven't heard one syllable from God. Get ready now though. Because God's going to speak to you and it's going to break the silence in that area of your life.
Yeah.
Amen. Be excited at this Christmas. Amen.
Amen.
And just tell yourself, this is the time when heaven speaks to earth.
Amen.
Glory to God. And I'm positioning myself this Christmas to hear what God has to say to me.
Amen.
And if it means, amen, I got to take ridicule, then Lord, let me take ridicule.
Yeah.
If it means I got to stand alone, then Lord, let me stand alone.
Amen.
If it means I have to be questioned and people don't believe me and they're going to challenge me and put me down, I don't care. because I believe that heaven is speaking unto me.
Amen.
That silence has been broken. And God is speaking life-changing words to me. Words that are going to alter my destiny.
Yes.
You will never see me here again.
Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
God is bringing me to a higher place.
Amen.
I've known it for years. Because way back when, God planted a seed in my spirit. I don't know that. And then he went silent.
Jesus.
But this Christmas, heaven will once again open its mouth and speak unto me and bring me to my destiny. Heaven is speaking to earth. I'm going to listen.
Amen.
And I'm going to pray for every last one of you to listen to the special message that heaven has just for you.
Amen.
Jesus.
Amen. Because Christ is here.
Amen.
Amen. But God is always talking about Christ coming into the lives of men.
Right.
And he wants to share with you how the new and exciting and wonderful way Christ is going to reveal himself in your life.
Yes.
Next.
Amen.
And I just want you, more importantly, God wants you to be ready for it.
Amen.
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 Amen. Christmas time. I'm excited just for that.
Amen.
Heaven going to speak to me.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
The angel going to visit me.
Amen.
God going to speak to me in my dreams.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Even the tax man going to say something and going to be anointed.
That's the Lord.
Amen.
Yeah.
Glory to God. I'm expecting to hear God everywhere.
Amen.
Amen. Why? That's what Christmas is about. It's a time when heaven speaks to earth. Amen. Let's rest on our feet together. Amen. Glory to God. Glory to God in the highest. Glory to God in the highest place. You are the Lord God Almighty, and you are highly exalted over all the earth. Let's pray, Father. We bless you today. We thank you, God, for the birth of your Son, Jesus Christ. Birth that changed the lives of millions, billions of people forever. Father, we thank you, God, that you, through your loving kindness, through your mercy and your grace, that you have introduced us to your Son, and that we can stand here today and declare that he is not only the Savior of the world, but he is our Savior.
Yes.
And we celebrate him this Christmas.
Yes.
We celebrate his birth, the birth that changed the course of mankind.
Yes.
And Father God, we thank you, God, that you announced this birth from heaven. And you announced it to ordinary people just like us.
Yes.
Heaven was speaking to ordinary people.
Yes.
To shepherd girls and to shepherds abiding into the inner field.
Yes.
Heaven was speaking to carpenters.
Yes.
And to those who were worshiping in the temple of God.
Yes.
Heaven was speaking to those who knew the Lord and those who did not know the Lord. Heaven was speaking because heaven had a message that Christ the Savior is born. It's a timeless message. It's one that we sing and share and speak and celebrate this Christmas. And God, we thank you that heaven is just speaking unto us. Bless us to hear your voice, God. Bless us to block out all of the distractions. God, we have all walked a hard road. And we have come to this place by faith.
Yes. Thank you, God.
Now, God, reward the faith of your people.
Yes.
By
breaking the silence in those areas of our lives. Those areas in which we need to hear a word, but we haven't heard a word in days, weeks, months, even years. God, break the silence. Speak to your people from heaven. Set the captives free, God. Let our hearts burn with fresh revelation from God. This Christmas, God, let that be our Christmas present.
Yeah.
A word from heaven,
yeah,
that changes our lives forever. I thank you, God, that blinded eyes shall be opened.
Yeah.
I thank you, God, that ears shall be anointed to hear with greater clarity.
Thank you,
I thank you, God, for favor.
Yeah.
I thank you, God, for new connections.
Yeah.
I thank you, God, for new business. I thank you, God, for new jobs. I thank you, God, for new careers.
Yeah.
I thank you, God, for expanded ministry.
Yeah.
I thank you, God, for marriages being restored.
Yeah.
I thank you, God, for prodigals coming home.
Yeah.
I thank you, God, for blessing your people with the word from heaven that we need. Father, by faith, I take authority over the devil. In the name of Jesus Christ, I bind him now. We resist his every effort to gobble the communications from heaven. And we declare that every word that God will speak will be clearly heard and understood by his people. And that we will be doers of that word.
Yes.
And the blessings of the Lord will flow into our lives.
Yes,
Father, we thank you, we bless you, and we praise you, God. Speak from heaven and be it unto us according to your word.
Yes,
to you we give all praise,
yes,
and we give all honor. In Jesus'
name.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.